Hey, Zen friends. Welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
Hey guys, we're back in the studio and we're arguing over our Christmas card. True life.
True life. Because I was like, oh my God, I have the best idea for Christmas cards this year. She's like, me too. Oh my God, it's so funny. And we both said what we were doing and it's literally
the same thing.
The same thing.
Christine Mueller, I'm very upset with you right now.
I mean, I was like, you know, Brittany, I've already claimed it with Christine. She's like, no, I did it a year ago. I'm like, what? No.
And if Christine is listening, she knows that. Last year, I said, this is the idea. And you said, oh my gosh, I love it.
She did not mention that to me when I mentioned it.
She should have. You dropped the ball, Christine.
Well, Christine, who will be on with us next week. We have some explaining to do, girl.
Yes. You're going to have to explain all the things. Actually, we don't fault her because how can she remember the one thing that we talked about over a year ago?
Right.
I'm not.
I mean, and I'm not. It's just par for the course that Brittany and I would think that much alike.
The same so Christmas card idea. And I don't do many things in my life, but this is the one that I love.
Yeah.
It's the Christmas card.
Oh, I do love a holiday card. Like, it's super fun.
Oh.
But it's, like, also the one time of year that my kids don't fight about what they have to wear. Because I usually make it something fun that they're like, ooh, yeah, that's great. Well, stay tuned, people. We'll see how this one unfolds.
Yes.
But in more interesting news, as school is upon us, so is birthday party season.
The invitations are coming.
They are plenty.
The Evites,
and it's great. So Brittany and I had this discussion today about there's a lot to talk about with birthday parties, and I feel like the older our kids get, the more extravagant the parties get, and then the goodie bags, and like, what do you do, and like the things the kids want to do, it gets to be crazy, and do you have to invite everybody in your class? Like, can you set a limit? Do you set a budget? So these are all things that
we talked about. Are you going to be shunned?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the birthday party. So your kid wants to have a birthday party, and we'll use like a trampoline park for an example. That's a fun thing that kids love to do. But that shit's expensive. So do you, A, limit the amount of kids that can come to said expensive birthday party? Or do you invite the whole class, kind of secretly hoping not everybody can come because that budget gets real expensive real fast?
It's like a mortgage on a house.
It's, I mean, it is kind of crazy to think
what you have to pay at these trampoline type places.
Yeah. I mean, and it's
well deserved because
they're super
run
fun,
ragged and they help out.
There's no cleanup at your house, which is also nice. I mean, that's always a bonus when you go someplace else to have a party, but you're paying for it and it's expensive. So my question is, and I don't have an answer, so I'm actually hoping that people can help us with this, is do you feel like you have to invite everyone to the birthday party? And this isn't, you know, okay, let me ask this. Do you invite everybody to a birthday party at your house because you think that may be a little less expensive? Do you host two different celebrations for your kids? Do you tell your kids, sorry, I know you want it at the trampoline park, but if you want to invite everybody in your class, we can't do that because we don't want to leave anybody out. So it kind of just gets into this world of like, how did birthday parties get here? I mean, I remember back in the day, I had a birthday party at McDonald's with like four friends.
And you jumped in the balls.
Happy Meal, and I was playing with the Hamburglar, and it was
awesome.
That was it. And I thought that was the greatest time ever.
Yeah. I remember getting a troll doll one year, and that was like the most epic present. And I think I had like two friends there at my party. But maybe that was a different time because I don't know if, and maybe older moms can chime in too on this and comment on this because or maybe from our mom's generation, I think that did they feel the need to include? Right. I would love to know that.
Yeah,
Did they ever go through this? Or did they just not give a shit?
Right.
They're throwing up the deuces. They're like, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, like, your kid costs money. I don't know.
Yeah.
And are we living in a more inclusion base, which I don't mind that. I think, you know, I've recently posted a little bit about inclusion as an adult, and I think that that's a great conversation to have, an open conversation to have. But do you force your kid to have inclusion?
Yeah.
Because you have a stance on something. Do you force your kids into that?
That's it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, in my house, we've been on both sides. We've been not invited to birthday parties. And my kid that this involved, she wasn't upset at all. Because I was like, oh, did you know that so-and-so had a birthday? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, did you want to go? She's like, no, we don't really hang out that much at school. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And it was no big deal. So that's she had mature, no but... expectation that she was even going to go to this birthday party. She didn't really care. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, great. Now, at one point, that could be different, you know, this year. You know, I'm sure that that conversation will happen. But it's not something we've had to deal with in our house yet of someone being really sad that they weren't invited. She just knew. She was like, we're not that close. I wouldn't expect to go to the birthday party. I'm like, okay, cool. And we've been on the other side where, like, we could only invite 10 people. Like, the space only allowed us to have 10 people, and there are more than 10 people in a class. So I'm like, well, you have to decide. This is where you want to have your party. We can only invite this many people. And do you ask your kid, like, I know this is what you really want to do, but to spare everyone's feelings, we have to have it someplace else? Like, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. Like, I don't ever want to leave anyone out intentionally.
No.
I also want my kid to have the birthday party that they want to have. So at what point do you as a parent have to figure out, like, that balance?
I agree with that. I mean, and before we were talking about the show, and I always kind of go back. I ask my kids always what they want to do. And if we can't afford it, I try. Or try to the best of my ability. But, you know, if it is allowed, is it okay to be like, you know what, this is your day? I ask a lot of you all the time. Mm-hmm. Sit with that person at the lunchroom. Be really kind. Open the door. You know, include. Share. Is it appropriate? Do I have to do that on their birthday? I would love to hear people's thoughts on this because I think that I can see both sides equally.
Yeah.
No, because I've been on it. Because my oldest is one that definitely gets excluded far more than he gets included. So I'm like, well, where do I stand?
Right.
Where, do I make him include when he's been excluded?
Right.
So.
And how, I mean, does he want everybody to come to parties or is he like, eh,
yes.
Maybe not this friend?
Yes. He wants everyone to come. He wants.
Does everybody come?
No.
No. Yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, that's.
And that's okay.
Right. That conversation is an honest conversation too. Like when that happens, it's like, okay, how do you address that?
And that, oh, I mean, that has opened up a whole other can of worms too. Or when they come in on Monday and talk about the cool party that Dylan had and he didn't, I'm just making up a name, but, and then they're like, oh, well, he had a bouncy and he had this and where it's like, okay, you know?
I bet that was fun.
Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, but he's learned to take it. So, I don't know. Yeah. So, I see you on both sides.
Okay.
But it's a hard one. Those are hard conversations when they come home. And he's gotten his little feelings hurt a little bit, but he takes it.
Yeah.
He takes it with the best of them.
Okay. But. Yeah. I mean, this is all parenting stuff is tricky.
And it's, like we were talking before, is this just the sign of the times? Like, are we just more sensitive? Should we be more being like, if you want to have this, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out to you moms. Like, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to hear your feedback.
We do.
I think it would all help us. We're creating a tribe here. We're creating a community. So,
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of talked about before that, like, we are teaching our kids, you have to be kind to people. Even if they're, you know, you don't have to be everybody's friend, but you have to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
So in doing that, like, the kind thing is to invite everyone. But what if you don't get along with everybody in your class? Do you still have to invite them? I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It's one of those. Oh, because Ruby Jane has a birthday coming up.
Yes, my oldest daughter is having a birthday party
Sunday.
This weekend. Yes. And we were going through the guest list, and I'm like, cool, this is great. And we went through the guest list, and I was like, okay, we made the guest list actually before she picked out what she wanted to do, because she was kind of going back and forth of where she wanted to spend the birthday. And she's never had like a big, extravagant birthday party. And I mean that by like, we usually have them at the house or...
And there's a bouncy.
And a bouncy, you know, and or at a pool someplace, and we've had a pool party. So they've been pretty low-key and pretty low-budget. But this one she wants to have at, like, not a trampoline place. I don't know.
Like a
bowling alley. Yeah, like a, it's, it's expensive. Like, per kid, it's pretty expensive. So I was like, oof, okay, well, we've already committed to having this amount of people, so we're going to do this. And then she's like, but Mom, I want to have, you know, an Incredibles birthday, so I want to have, like, this kind of balloon and these kind of decorations and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whoa, kiddo. Okay, so the price per person on this party is already more than what we were expecting to pay for it. And then you want these extravagant, like, Pinterest-style party decorations. Right. And I'm like, you can't have both, kiddo. Like,
right.
It's, you just can't. Like, you know, we aren't going to pay for this amount of decorations when it's really just going to go in the trash. Like,
I mean, let's be honest.
Like,
it just goes in the trash.
Right. So that was the conversation I had with Brittany. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Why is it getting to this level? And then we talked about, like, goodie bags. Like, I feel like some of these are, like, legit swag bags of stuff. And I'm like, why? You know, you're adding another $20 to $30 per kid.
Oh, easy.
For, you know, a swag bag that you don't mean to. But when you have, you know, 10 or 15 people like that, though, you've got to pay for two packets.
And by the way, stop putting yo-yos in the gift bags.
Oh, I love a yo-yo.
No. This is why I don't like a yo-yo. It becomes a swinging ninja-like thing where it's like, you want to see what I can do? It's a lasso.
A lasso?
It's a glorified lasso, but kind of circles around like a, what was that big thing? Like the knights used to do with the big ball on the end, like a spiky like ball.
Yes.
It's, I don't know what it's called.
I want to call it a grappling hook, but I know that's not right.
But it's like this big thing and they're like swirling this around. I mean, someone's going to lose an eye.
Oh my gosh.
And I do love a yo-yo. I do agree because I was trying to teach them how to use a yo-yo.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, like this? And they're like twirling. I'm twirling my arm around over my head. And I'm like, oh my God, put the yo-yo down. So I started throwing yo-yos away.
I won't put a yo-yo in your goodie bag this year. But I like a yo-yo because it's not candy.
It's not candy. It's not. I love stickers. I love tattoos. But just don't put them on my kid's face. But they will.
They will. Like, and my kids have the kind of skin that absorb those tattoos. Like, they're on for weeks. Like, we had them during swim meets. And they're like, oh, I still have mine from last week. And I'm like, I swear we washed my child. She's just, her skin really likes these.
Oh, Wyatt put two on his cheeks and it was there for 30 days. And I was like, oh, you're going to start school and you're going to have DH still on your
tattoos on your face. Like, stop.
I don't know. I'm like, the salt water did it in Florida.
I will say, we were at a birthday party this summer that I loved the idea. It was a wolf-themed birthday party.
Oh.
So cute. And it was actually my niece's birthday party. And they gave out little beanie baby wolves and it was like, adopt a partner, I think it was. And
that's,
I was like,
adorable.
Oh, that's adorable. Okay, I love that. Every kid loves it. My kids still have it. It's cute. It's not something I wanted to throw away because usually they're like, Mom, are you going to throw this away? And I'm like, yep, I am. Like, we're not keeping another little army man in a hat. Like, we don't need another one. We're good with what we have.
No.
So I loved like that idea. I'm like, oh, okay, give me something we can keep or use. That's great. But if it's just a bunch of stuff, like, do kids even want that kind of stuff?
They do. I mean, the older they get,
but I didn't
not.
Get these kind of goodie bags as a kid. Like, I got like a pencil, maybe a sticker, and I was like, sweet, and I was totally fine with that. And then as parents, we up the ante, and then we try to keep going and keep going and keep, and I'm like, okay, when is enough enough with the goodie bags? So if you have any suggestions on what to put in a goodie bag that is not
Candy.
It is something useful. I would love to hear it.
That's not a weapon.
It's not.
I want to know.
Not a weapon.
Not a weapon. But I have two boys, so everything's a weapon. That's probably where I'm just a little sensitive.
No, that's.
But, I mean, I do love a goodie bag, too. So, yes, we'll love all suggestions.
Yeah.
So, here's another tricky topic.
Okay.
Presents.
Yes.
How much do you give your kid at their birthday? Like, parents.
Okay.
Like, or, you know, how much do you, you know, want to give to them?
Yeah.
And do you rein in the grandparents on presents?
Good luck with that one.
Good luck. That doesn't happen.
No.
And then do you open presents at the birthday party?
Okay. I feel very strongly about all three of these things.
Go
as
one, two,
parents,
and three.
I do not bring my birthday gifts to my child at that party. Like, for us, we have a birthday fairy that comes to the house in the morning and has like a banner and In my book, I believe every girl should get a pair of shoes on her birthday. So my daughter is always get a pair of shoes on their birthday.
I love that.
Because I myself love a pair of shoes on my birthday.
I love that.
But the birthday fairy will bring something that the either girls have wanted and mentioned throughout the year. So she listens, you know. So that's, and she leaves like
decorations. She's like Alexa.
Yeah, she is. She's like Alexa. She leaves balloons and they're always so excited about the birthday fairy. But then as parents, we do our gifts on her actual birthday, either that morning. Usually it's that morning because she's like me. She's impatient. She has to know what's in a box. So she opens it up like right away. So we don't open gifts. Both kids will like open their presents on their day of their birthday from us, but not at their party. So at the party, I do not let my kids open gifts while everyone's there. For two reasons. One, I think it gets overwhelming and like you have a hard time like processing.
Managing it.
Yeah. Well, then like for, you know, a small child, I'm like, oh, this is great. But then they're going to open it up and they're just going to rip it open and move on to the next. And like if you're the person giving the gift, it's just like, oh, I don't really think she'd like that. She just passed it along. Well, no, she's just overloaded. Like she honestly doesn't know where to go right now because everything, like all eyes are on you. It's, you know, there's a lot going on. So.
And they're, like, handing you presents. Like, you're not even open the first one. They're like, no, open mine.
And there's always a kid trying to open it first and be like, oh, let me play with that. And I'm like, it's not yours to play with, Johnny. Put it down. Johnny's mom, where are you to get your kid stop letting him open the presents?
She's at Target.
She's at Target.
She's out.
She dropped out and she left.
She did.
Know? That's cool.
She dropped and dipped.
So we are a no opening presents at the party.
And I like that.
And
I
most
like
of the times, too, like, it takes a while to open up presents. Again, like, if you're inviting 10, 15 kids to this party or 20 kids, that takes some time. Because I'll be honest, like, you can rip open a present pretty quick, but that still takes a good 20, 30 minutes to get through that.
Out of and your I'd paid rather time at these places.
Right.
So at Maine, right, where you're going, the bowling place. It's going to, if you open up presents,
that's half your like, time. Right. And I'm like, no,
you better go play. You
17%
of your time.
You're like, right.
We're losing percentage time. Let's go.
Get back to the bowling lane.
Get back.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Yeah. And with grandparents, I mean, I tried in the beginning, but it's a lost cause. Like, let the grandparents just
honestly,
do what they're going to do.
If you're a grandparent, would you rein it in?
No.
No.
I'm trying to make it.
No, I totally understand all grandparents. You know, and I would. The only thing I ever say to grandparents is like, if there's something that, you wanted to buy,
I'm like, oh, that was I really wanted.
Like
that
that's
to
a
be
personal
my
thing, like for boy or girl. But like, you know, this is like a parent thing. Like, we want to go buy this with them or something.
We want to have that memory.
Just abide by that rule. But everything else, free game,
free game,
open.
I agree.
I'll give you suggestions, but if you want to just totally lose your effing mind, then go ahead. I don't care. just make it even too for all kids.
Oh, because they know. They do know when.
They don't.
Like they play prices, right? With like the guess how much a gallon of milk is. They're like, oh, I know that Beanie Baby costs more than that. And I'm like, it doesn't value, monetary value. It's not what we're putting our emphasis on, people.
No. Like, no. One thing I think that your kids are really great at is they're super appreciative.
Oh, thank you.
That is one of the things that, I mean, I gave them two pins the other day. Pin, P-I-N.
Yes,
to put on their backpacks. Put on their backpacks. And you would have thought I gave them $100.
They talked about that last night. They're like, I can't wait to put my pins in my backpack. I just love that. And I'm like, oh.
I know. Hey. I mean, they're so appreciative.
They love it.
I know. And one of the things I'm getting for Ruby Jane, like, I saw it. I'm like, I know that it's against the grain a little bit, but I'm like, she'd like this.
Yeah.
I could totally see her using this and like one more thing taking up space in her room.
So, oh, you're so sweet, Brittany.
But I know she's going to love it. I'm like, I have to go back and get it.
So I have another question about birthday parties. Do you ask for any allergies or dietary restrictions from your guests?
No, I don't. Because my kids don't do that. My kids don't. But I know that yours does. So
right.
I usually kind of abide by that. Like, I do something on the side for her, but that's just because she's like my own. So
right. No, that's very true. I mean, you are really great about, you baked her a gluten-free cake for your son's birthday party. Like, that was above and beyond. And I was like, oh my God. And that meant so much to her too, by the way. She loved it. But that's always something that I feel like when I go to a party or if I'm hosting a party, I'm like, do you have any dietary restrictions? Can she eat everything or is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to bring something if it's not.
I think I need to do better.
Most people with
too.
Restrictions are used to it. Like, I know Ruby Jane is used to not being able to eat. Like, she has a gluten intolerance. She's not celiac. She's not allergic to it. But when she has too much gluten, she starts to get really bad stomach aches and headaches. And occasionally she'll get a rash. So for her, she knows when to stop. But she also knows if there's pizza at the party, she can't eat pizza and the cake because that's usually too much gluten.
Right.
And, you know. But it is always nice when they offer, like, oh, or I will send her with a, you know, cupcake or something that she can have. But just curious if, you know, if you ever think to ask or if you've been at parties where they've asked, you know.
Yeah, I've been at parties where they ask, not just yours. But
sorry, I'm opening up water. So if you hear a weird noise, it's my water bottle.
Jeez. Not cracking. So yes, I think that I also offer like healthy options, like fruit.
Mm-hmm. You are really good about having
or just like a kind of like a better spread that someone can find something they can eat. Usually, so I kind of check that mental box of being like, okay,
yeah.
Even if it's Johnny fruit, has but
there's
this,
fruit. Yeah,
mm-hmm. he can enjoy something, or maybe he can just eat the icing or whatever. So. There's kind of where I stand with that.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I think we should, being in the world that we live in, I think maybe I could probably be a little bit better.
Yeah. I think it's just, sometimes it's just even the gesture of like, oh, I really appreciate that. Don't go out of your way. We'll bring, you know, something in. And I think most people with restrictions feel comfortable
just like, stating
that's
that.
Their norm anyway. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's always nice when it's just offered. You're like, oh, so sweet. Thanks.
So, going back to decorations really quickly, because I wanted to say that, because we usually blow it out on decorations, going back to this. And I did
Brittany
think about this.
She has the best birthday parties. They're awesome, but they do look like a Pinterest party. Like, they are beautiful. Yes. Mine look like a Pinterest fail, because 9 times out of 10, I'm like, shit, I forgot this, or, oh, I don't have enough. I'm like, you know what? This is fine.
We're going to
what will be.
What will be. But, you know, I do, one thing that I really blow it out on is balloons. And so that's where Lane and I have had to talk about, like, where do you rein it in? Like, do we need all of this stuff? So I've pulled back on some of it, and then just, all right, because my kids love balloons.
You
we
like
keep
to
them.
Blow it out.
We like to blow it out. I mean, and we also keep our balloons. Like, I still have the taco balloon from our derby brunch.
Do you really?
Yes, in my house.
Oh my God, I can't stand a balloon. Like, once it starts to like follow me around the kitchen, it started to deflate. I'm like, get out of my face! Like, stop! I can't.
You're like, it's creepy.
It's creepy. And my kids, like, they love it. Like, they love a balloon so much. And I'm like,
who doesn't love a balloon?
I don't love a balloon. I don't.
It's like your pumpkin patch.
It is.
Listen to Aaron Rollins. You'll understand why I say that. Yeah. Well, I mean, not everyone has to, but that's, I think if you pick one thing, you want to blow it out on, ask your kids, like, what do you want? It might be the gift bag. It might be
the
party favor, whatever you want to do. Or it might be the cake. Maybe they have this astronomical cake that they want to create.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going for.
That's another expense.
I go to Costco.
I know. I honestly love a Kroger cake.
Or a Kroger. The Kroger up the street is delicious.
It's so good. I know. I mean, I'm not like, the fondant cakes are beautiful.
Oh.
But they're so hard to eat.
And when,
then
so
I feel
dry.
Guilty because I'm like, I know how much you paid for that. I just don't want to eat that. Like, I feel really bad.
I know. And every time. And maybe I can find some pictures and post them on our Instagram. But we've had two and I loved them and they're beautiful, but they were lackluster.
Yeah.
Of, you know, in taste.
Yes.
My kids were like,
they weren't my favorite.
They wanted to go to Kroger. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
Kroger it is.
Here we go.
Kroger it is.
Saving the money right there.
And so keeping the expectations like clear. Mm. So last year I blew it out for my son's 7th birthday. So we have been staying to him. Since the day after.
Right.
Do not expect this.
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
Like, you had the choice. This was your choice.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you that choice, and I completely understand that.
Right.
But moving forward, it's going to be.
Do not expect this every year. No, I love that. Yeah.
I think, and keep reminding him. Every time he goes to a different birthday party, I'm like, remember. Your party.
You had a great experience.
Yeah. I'm like, going back through pictures.
See how much fun you were having this with Gilbride?
Remember. Yeah. So that was the one thing. So those are the two things that I'm doing now. Like, pick one thing, keep expectations clear.
Cool.
And then,
I
don't know about the inclusion. That's a tough one.
Well, we really do want to hear, you know, your thoughts. And this is just a little mini-sode. We wanted to pop in and, you know, check in with you guys and just legitimately, like, what do you think? Because we could use all the guidance that we can get.
Yeah. So if you heard something on here, you're like, oh my gosh, I've got a birthday party hack.
Yes. Ooh.
We
love a hack.
Yes. Yes. Maybe how you have managed these expectations or how you've handled the inclusion part. So we want to hear from you. Please, please, please reach out.
Cool. Well, keep those great feedbacks just rolling on in. We love it.
And review us online. iTunes. Yeah.
So if you have a minute.
I said on the iTunes.
Are you on 82
years old? On the iTunes, you can rate us.
God. Yeah. So if you are loving us, please give us a rating, send us, write a review. Those things do help us climb in traction. We're learning as we go with this.
We're like baby
podcast.
Deer.
I know. We don't really know what we're doing. We're just kind of having a lot of fun trying to figure it out. But we do know that ratings and reviews help. And if you love this and you want to share it with friends, that also is delightful.
Yes. We love seeing all of that.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you again. And just let us know what you think.
See you soon.